Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
They transferred me already, I
Okay, I
believe.
apologize. But what was your name?
Danielle Woodland.
Okay. Perfect. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Yeah. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using it?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of cancer? I'm sorry to hear.
Thank you. I'm ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer. Again, I'm sorry to hear.
Thank you.
What year were you diagnosed with that?
I was diagnosed in 2023.
23. Do you remember which month?
December.
December.
I remember the date.
Okay. And what state were you diagnosed in?
Illinois.
Illinois. Okay. And then, do you remember who your diagnosing doctor is or facility or
Yeah,
clinic?
I know the doctor that diagnosed me, and the doctor that diagnosed me is Michelle Obivius, and it was at Amherst Hospital in Amherst,
Amherst
Illinois.
Hospital in
Yes.
Amherst, Illinois. Okay, one moment. Let's see, is the last name Albovias? That's it.
Yes.
Okay. And then is it Elmhurst
Yeah, Amherst Hospital.
on Brush Hill.
Yep, Bishop Road. Brush your road.
Okay. And then did you use the hair relaxer? More than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Yeah. On average, and this is best to your knowledge, how many times per year do you think you were using the hair relaxer?
5 to 6 times a year.
5 to 6 times. Okay. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
11/24/82.
Again, it was 11/24/1982.
Yes.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then were any other loved ones affected by hair relaxer?
No.
Okay. And then next year, the product information. What state did you use the product in?
Illinois.
Just Illinois. And then, again, this is best to your knowledge, but do you know what year you first started using it?
Like 2020, like 2005.
2005. And then do you know when, what year was the last year you used it?
2023. like literally the month I was diagnosed.
Okay. So roughly 18 years total.
Yeah.
And then you already told me you were using it 5 to 6 times per year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put that as monthly here. And then, let's see, did you use the hair relaxer at home or in a salon or both?
Both.
Both, okay. Do you happen to remember where you purchased the product from?
Like different Walmarts, like,
Walmart.
You know, wherever. With like
okay.
When it was time for me to get when it was time for me to get it done, like various places, Walmart, beauty supply stores, like
okay.
they sold it everywhere. So
yeah,
I didn't get it from one particular spot, but just, you know, whenever I needed it, usually a Walmart though.
Okay. And then do you happen to remember what salon you went to?
I would go to different salons, so I can't tell you exactly, because I was going to different salons.
Okay, no worries. And then, do you know what brand you used?
So yeah, I was
mainly
using L'Oreal, the Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely as well. Okay. Okay, and then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after?
I'm sorry, can you repeat? I got a call coming through.
Sorry, it says, did your cancer diagnosis happen?
What was your question?
Hold
on, let me send this call to voicemail. Okay, what was your question?
Okay, it says, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then next here, the medical treatment information. What kind of treatment did you receive?
I received chemotherapy. I received, I got a hysterectomy and then pain meds.
Okay. And then, did you have treatment in 2023 or was it 2024?
So, like, I had the hysterectomy in 2023.
23, okay. December?
Yeah, and then the chemo, like, led to 2024.
Okay. Did you have treatment at the same hospital? Same doctor?
Yes.
Okay.
So the doctor though was, so no, the doctor that treated me was not the one that diagnosed me.
Okay.
The one that diagnosed me was OB-GYN. The one that treated me was an oncologist.
Okay.
So it was two different doctors.
Do you know the other doctor's name?
Mm-hmm. It was Dr. Neubauer.
Neubauer?
Yeah, like N-E-U, so not like where a W should sound like it goes with a U. So like N-E-U-B-A-U-E-R.
A-U-E-R. Okay, 1 second.
That's the only way I remember how to spell the name.
Is it
cause,
Nikki?
Yeah, yep,
Nikki
Neubauer.
Okay. At the Brush Hill Road?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then thank you for that. And then next here, the injured party information. So, again, you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And then Danielle's at D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E.
Yes.
And then Woodland is at W-O-O-D-L-A-N-D.
Yes.
Okay. And then for the medical record release forms, your social?
334-72-9140.
And again, it was 334-72-9130.
9140.
9140.
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that.
No problem.
And then next here we have your email. Looks like it's hilldanielle@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, and then it's the 708-674-3109, your cell phone.
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
It's 4559 Imperial Drive, apartment 2W.
Imperial Drive, apartment 2W.
2W.
And
That's
that
in
was,
Richmond.
oh,
Go
sorry.
ahead.
That was 4559, right?
Correct.
Okay, sorry. And then what city state?
Richland Park, Illinois, 60471.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record for you to indicate your cancer diagnosis and type, at least with the doctor, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
I don't have one.
No, that's okay. No worries. And then, is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay,
And what
perfect.
forms are you
What was that?
I said, and what forms are you sending?
So it'll be the retainer for the law firm and then the medical record release forms.
Okay.
It'll come as a DocuSign, but I'm gonna put you just on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bear with me.